That's a brilliantly acrobatic save.
Xhaka's caught it. Giroud! Goal given! Wow! A game of magic, a game of thrills. Olivier Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones runs past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
What is up?
Once again, we are here. We are about to kill this show.
You know what it is.
Because you are listening to the
VAR show.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Come on.
Woo. And we have a hectic show for you.
We have a hectic show for you. Because unless you've been living under a rock.
Like a rock somewhere.
You know, you do not know what the rock is cooking.
Oh!
Because we just got the biggest... Here we go.
Yeah.
Since Ronaldo to Juventus.
Yeah.
But before you do, you are listening to the one, the only, Mr. Here We Go himself.
Oh, copyright. Okay. Oh, nice one. Nice save.
Thank you. We're about to get sued.
The
one, the only DJ Stones. And with me here.
Is the young player of the season. The playmaker of the season. Top chance creator. Top goal scoring rate. Because I'm hot like that. That's enough for today. So, those are my three awards. Because I am the man who makes it rain.
Ooh.
When you mock me, you feel pain.
Ooh.
Because my dribbles are insane.
Oh.
And I'm going to end it right there.
In flames.
I know, guys.
My album's okay. Coming out soon.
I was about to say City was about to sign Harry Kane.
Oh!
We'll leave that for later.
Oh.
You're listening to DJ Sticks, by the way.
Yes, and before you hear the biggest Here We Go, listen to this tune.
What is up?
Hello.
This is the movie show.
And your favorite ORSPS.
Yes, your favorite online radio station podcasting service.
That was in brackets. Active FM.
Yes. Yeah.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Man, I've been trying to get hold of you, man.
Mr. Gentleman,
the one and only.
Yeah, the one and only. Yes. So he always talks about the Lady Moon. No, I'm just kidding.
Active FM Radio has never been better.
What could I say? The very first time that I saw you, I was amazed. Was trying so hard not to stare, was caught in a gaze. Back in the days, you brought your homework to my place. Said if I rap, I could give you an A. That was your way. Made the first move, now we out on a date. Copy and paste, the book took a part of our page. Went from wanting it down and thus up a line after ring, we was cutting the cake. Home with the heart is you got a place. We never stress on the money we make. We've been content and it's making the best of it. You are forever the one I'll embrace. Cruise together in the road, we air. That Chevy Detours come. We ready, the map is open like GTA. God knows the easier, even if the traffic is heavy. Found a woman so fine, she's truly one of a kind. Man, she's a dime. Heaven sent her, she's a vine. And she is fine, she's up right on time.
I'm
here on time. I can't take no losses, even when my problems got me nauseous. Life got me so exhausted, but whenever you round, I can drop it. You right here where you belong. Don't try to leave me now, cause I can't stand it when you're gone. I've been running from this drop, but I guess this whole time I was wrong. When everything going south, you always be there when I call. Only be on time, on time, riding in the dark here for miles. If I can't take it, by my side, with me in my pain, yeah, you always here on time.
What a jam.
Ooh, what a jam. Yeah, we are back again, you know. We are kicking it. We are hitting it.
We're hitting it.
Now, unless you've been living under a rock, you've seen the biggest transfer news in a while.
Yeah.
Second to Varane going to Manchester United.
No. Second to Jack Grealish going to Manchester City.
We also are coming. Second. You know, because prior to this window opening, did you think Varane was going to go to Man United?
Look, a part of me saw it, you know. No.
Exactly.
I didn't.
Same thing. Did you see, now this is me breaking the news. Did you see Messi going to PSG beginning of the season? I did, actually. I genuinely did.
What? You lie?
I genuinely did.
Lie.
I actually, you know what was for me was more shocking? It was more shocking that him signing the contract than him not signing the contract.
What?
It was actually good. That was, to me, more shocking.
No, you're lying, man.
I was like, oh, well, he's going to sign. Because towards the end of the season, you know, and I remember bringing it up again.
Don't say you saw this coming.
Remember in the when he was going towards the end of his contract?
Yeah.
I told you this is a problem. I told you this is a huge problem.
You did say.
This is a huge problem.
You did say.
And it's showing me that his heart is not 100% in there. So even when he signed the contract, I was shocked. I was like, oh, he's signing a contract. And I'm not saying now the reason, it doesn't mean I'm like, I can see the future or anything.
Yeah.
Reason being is the reason why he moved over, he got switched over, isn't the same reason as why I thought he'd go to PSG.
Okay.
And I knew City was not going to buy Messi.
Oh, yeah, Flip is gone. Damn. We'll never see him in a City shirt, but it's fine.
We'll never see who in a City shirt?
Messi.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but I knew it because Pep came out and said they're not looking at baking. He actually lied because, like, they're not really looking. Technically, he didn't because, like, we're not looking to buy an expensive striker, you know, and they didn't. That's why they didn't get Haaland. Or he's like, they're not wanting to make big. They're not looking to really make those type of big deals this season, even though he lied and got Grealish. But, you know, like, the only option and the only people who are probably going to be willing to spend that amount of money would be PSG. And because you look at City right now and they're trying to build a team.
Yeah.
You know, they're not looking for players that they're going. That's hence why they sold Aguero. They're not looking for players that they're going to just have for another two seasons and then they're old now, you know?
Yeah.
Look at the people they signed. Grealish. Grealish is very young.
Mm-hmm.
Early 20s.
But very mature.
Early 20s.
In his style of play.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
Okay, cool. You know, and like that's the situation. But anyway, going back to the news. So Messi signing for PSG. As a Barcelona fan. This is you as a Barca fan. Right? What are your thoughts?
So, I did not see this coming. I was sure.
Definitely.
That he was going to sign. Reason being. So before the Copa, I was skeptical. I knew if he lost the Copa, that would be like a huge blow for us as well. You know, doubt starts coming in and stuff like that. But when I saw him win, I was like, surely, come on, the guy is feeling good. There's good emotion, good spirits. The guy's going to come back to Barca and sign, new season, hectic stuff. And I knew Barca had to capitalize. So then, you know, days, a few weeks, a few days earlier, not even a week yet, because it only happened after we recorded.
Yeah.
I think. And then, yeah, man, Messi signing today. It's insane. And then Thursday evening, just a flip. I don't know what happened. City signs Grealish, yeah. And then, boom, we get the news.
And it was quite crazy.
It was insane. Twitter was going crazy.
And you know, in the beginning, I was in a bit of disbelief. Yeah. I was like, flip, is this actually happening?
Like, it's, you know? It's those things that you would never think they're going to happen.
You know, yeah. Like, especially, like, you know, prior to it, you think, okay, this could happen. But, like, you know, even when you were in that stage where you thought, you know, Messi could be leaving the club, you thought it was very likely there was something that was going to be pulled out of the hat.
Yeah.
Or you weren't really ready for it.
Like,
you know?
La Liga was going to do something.
You know, it was like a similar feeling was when Ronaldo left Madrid.
Oh, that was just, wow.
You know, because you, like, flip. You know, these players do leave, you know?
And they just happen, like, it just happens.
It's
I don't
so
know.
Weird, like, you know? And it's like, because you maybe think they're going to be in, like, you know, like even Ramos.
Like, oh, Ramos was huge.
You know, I feel like maybe because he's not a name as big as...
No, he is.
As Messi.
Oh.
You know? But Ramos leaving Madrid wasn't a small thing.
No, for us.
And you know, as an ex-Madrid fan, it showed me more why I don't like the current administration, you know?
Like, how do you... I don't know.
It's basically what happened to Messi the last time, where how Bartomeu was with him.
Yeah.
You know, where you're like, no, but this is a club legend.
If you want to leave and stuff like that.
Yeah, this is a club legend, you know?
You can't
like,
just...
I'm not saying be stupid, but all he's asking for is a two-year deal. You know, that's 2 years more money. He's earned the money he's asking for, you know? Now, obviously, with Messi, it was a situation that was out of his hands and out of Barcelona's hands, you know?
Yeah.
The previous administration ruined their finances. Like, people actually must, like, go do some research, because it goes deeper than just them opening up the stadium.
Yeah.
There's other debts that need to be paid out that they're going to have to focus on first.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know. I have mixed emotions about this one, but I also have to compliment the way La Liga stood their ground.
Yeah.
It shows that, yeah, because if they allowed it to happen, then that shows that no. There's also, it's not fully fair.
Yeah.
So them not accepting it for Messi is like, wow.
Yeah, and it's big because that's a huge gamble they're taking, you know?
Yeah.
That's a lot of viewership that could be leaving.
Yeah.
25 million people followed PSG on social media.
Off the bat.
You know, within this past, I think, 2 days since it was now actually becoming official.
25 million.
Up like 2, 3, 4 days. So it's actually quite crazy.
Whoa.
You know? I remember my uncle posting a picture saying 20 million. The next day, we're having a conversation. It's like, yeah, no, 5 more million people followed them. They're now like 25 more on the previous day.
Yeah, but even then, the 20, there might have been some that followed when there was still speculation.
Yeah. But it's quite crazy, like, just to think about that, you know, the fact that, like, you know, they stood their ground knowing the consequences.
Yeah, no, that was quite cool for me.
Yeah, and I think we spoke about it when we spoke about the whole Messi situation. And like I said, I respect La Liga. I said it back then. I was never a huge respect for La Liga if they stood their ground.
And I
respect them. Mm. I respect the fact that they stood their ground. And obviously, even though they didn't stand their ground, FFA was there as well saying, yeah, no.
Yeah,
we're not going to let this one slide, eh?
Yeah, no,
this is financial fair play at worst.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And then for Barca as well. I feel like they needed this.
Yeah.
But not so soon.
I feel like they needed it the way it happened, because they would have never let him go.
Yeah.
You know?
If you're being honest, yeah.
And it will also kind of teach a new philosophy. Like, they can go back to a Barca philosophy. People are going to disagree with me here, but I feel like it's my opinion at the end of the day. Entitled to it. But I feel like Barca lost their way.
No, they did.
I feel like Barca went away from a tiki-taka game to tiki-taka, but mostly pass the ball to Messi.
Yeah.
You know, let him create. They've centered the game around him. Because you look at like Pep, you know? Pep centered the game around him because he used him as a false nine.
Yeah.
But he did not lose the way Barca played.
I think it was just because Messi was unpredictable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just get it to the more experienced guys, Xavi.
Yeah.
Then Messi.
You see, and under Pep, You know, they could lose Messi and it was not going to feel like anything, you know.
Yeah,
Messi could be injured.
Yeah.
And towards Messi's time at Barcelona, what you started seeing was, you know, when Messi wasn't in games, it changed the game too much.
Yeah.
Like, we understand with, like, star players, like in United, you know, when specific players aren't there, you can feel it. Like, I'm a bit worried now with going into the beginning of next season with Rashford not being in. You're going to feel it.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't feel it drastically, you know. It shouldn't be that much of a change.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's going to take us 5-6 more opportunities to score instead of before, you know. And that shows that there's a good overall development in the club.
It's growing.
Yeah. And the thing is, that wasn't happening in Barcelona.
Yeah, I know.
At all.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's quite good for him.
And Barca.
And Barcelona. And personally, I still think PSG might not win the UEFA Champions League this season. I feel
like now it's too much.
And they have a great squad, though.
Yeah.
I might be wrong. There's a huge chance I might be wrong.
Hey, well... But we see what happened with...
We'll see what happens.
Yep. We saw France.
You know what I mean? We saw Germany. You know?
Yeah.
Sadly, we saw England.
Yeah. And now we'll see Man City take the cup.
Ah, no. Hold your horses there, Tiger. Hold your horses.
Tiger. Hold your horses, Tiger.
And you know, it was quite sad to see him leave as well. A person who's not a huge Messi fan, you know? It's not like... That will always be my first pick of a player.
Yeah.
I do. I'll say this out loud. He is one of the best in the world. I still don't agree with anyone who says he's the best in the world.
Yeah.
But he's one of the best in the world.
It's your opinion. You're entitled to it.
It's a fact. This is not a single man thing. He's one of the best in the world.
Yeah, he is. No, look.
I don't think there is a best footballer in this generation. I think there are best footballers. You know, Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi are the best footballers of this generation.
Yeah.
And of their generation, actually, not the newer generation. The newer generation is still trying to find out. And maybe we're going to have one, maybe we're going to have two. You know, but I don't believe neither of them can take the title of better than the rest.
Yeah.
Those two are for me, are equally great.
Just appreciate them, man. Don't compare them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I feel like... you know, it's also good for his career that he's going there.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to be able to have a new challenge, which is always great to have as a as a footballer. You know, you don't want to look back at the end of your career and see that you never really did much with your time because you've played in one club. You know, you never got to really explore other types of football. You know, and I think he'll have that opportunity now and he'll be able to make the most out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's cool. And also, we get to watch PSG play now. So.
Not going
to get to watch League One. Really. No, Barca fans, people.
Oh, and that comes to a question. Were you a Barca fan or a Messi fan?
Being honest, right?
Yeah.
I was a Barca fan once upon a time. Yeah, but I feel like when Barca started losing the element, the culture, I sort of became a Messi fan. Because everything started centering around him. So obviously, you know, now you're watching to see Messi because Barca without Messi doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like you said, the impact that he had. So the Barca you were seeing when he was there and when he wasn't there wasn't the same Barca.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think... I am going to watch Barcelona games. Like, come on. I'm for the flag, but now I also want to see Messi do his thing. Just like Ronaldo and Madrid.
Yeah, no, I stopped being a Madrid fan, so it's not the same. Anyway, so there's something I want to do, and this came out of a little argument myself and DJ...
Hectic one.
DJ Sticks had, and basically it was about the Ballon d'Or. Yeah. So now, we're not going to go through like an entire list or anything. We're just going to look at... I could be wrong, right? Just to let the people know, I'm looking at these stats. So I might be wrong. I might be completely wrong with my statement. But my statement was, my top three Ballon d'Or picks would be Conte. Would be Lewandowski at number one. Conte at number two. And...
Erling Haaland
at number three.
Yeah.
And he disputed against it.
I disputed heavily. And I said my top three Same number one, Lewandowski, right? Same number two, Kante. But number three, at least if he's not number two or one, has to be Lionel Messi.
Okay, now with that, right? I have some stats in front of me. You know, all right. I always want to look at
take
the stats.
Take out those stats.
What's life without stats?
I will do the same.
You know? Yeah. And I'm now, to be fair, I'm getting all these stats from the exact same place. Okay. So that it doesn't differ and we know it's from the same source. And this is infogoal.net, right?
Okay.
And basically, we're starting off with Robert Lewandowski. This is his 2021 season.
Yeah.
2021, we want the Bundesliga season, right?
Yeah, so Robert Lewandowski, Bundesliga. Okay, so this is domestic.
Yes. He had an average rating of 8.8. This is out of 10.
Mm.
Right?
Okay.
His expected 8%. Goals, his expected goals, he's... was 32.12.
Crazy. Expected for the season.
Expected for the season.
Crazy.
The amount of goals he scored was 41 and had 137 shots. Right? On target, he had 65. Off target, he had 48.
Crazy.
A block shot, he had 24. He was only offside 22 times and he was fouled 41 times. This all happened under the playing total playing time of 2,586 minutes.
Yeah.
He had 7 assists, right? His expected assists were 4.36. He made 669 passes, which 118 were completed, meaning he had a complete pass percentage of 77%. He had 26 attempted tackles. 15 was successful, which gave him a 58% tackle success.
Beast.
He made 41 fouls, and only 4 of them were carded, which was a yellow card.
Flip. So no sending off.
So no sending off.
Okay.
Are you worried?
No.
Oh, that's both our number ones, right?
Yeah.
That's both our number
this
ones.
This is my number one. Potentially.
Potentially, your yes. number. I think he's number one.
Yeah, he deserves it.
Okay, now going into N'Golo Kanté.
Okay.
This one, is N'Golo Kanté. One of his Premier League one. Right?
But I feel like him, he did more in the UEFA though.
Who, Kanté?
Yeah. But domestically, he was crazy as well. Let's see.
I think, no, actually, these are, yeah, this is only the, we only want to see the Premier League okay. minutes. So he played a total of 2,289 minutes, right? With the within that, he had 0 goals. He had an expected goal of 0.72, 10 shots, 3 on target, 4 off target, 3 blocked, 0 offside. He was never offside, 36 fouls, right? Now, but this is where it now becomes interesting. Now, this is the point I was trying to give you about, you know, the Ballon d'Or and my problem with it, you know? Because now... We are about to go look at now his stats as because of the position he plays, right? So your 2 assists, 1.20 expected assists, right?
Okay.
He made 1,567 passes, right? Our number one, which is Lewandowski, only made 669.
Yeah.
Right?
That's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Out of that 1,000, he had 1,360 on target, which gave him a complete pass percentage of 87%. So out of 1,567 shot passes, he had 87%
no
accuracy.
No ways, insane.
He has made 108 attempts in tackle, 79 of them were successful. That means he had a 73%. This guy, so he plays, for those who don't know, he plays a defensive midfield role.
Yeah. So we have to...
So, indulge. Attack and assist is not going to be what you look at here. You're going to look at his passing and his defense because he has to get the ball and pass the ball.
Yeah.
And you need to understand, he passes the ball under a huge amount of pressure because when he gets the ball, there's probably a player already on him.
Yeah. And he's running most of the time.
And he's running most of the time.
Yeah.
And that's quite crazy. And before I look at the people who are fighting for third, I'm going to look at some honorable mentions. The first honorable mention is Kevin De Bruyne, who last season he had the in the Premier League. So I'm looking at Premier League, right? He had a match average of 8.8 0.04. Right? Total minutes of 2,100. Having 6 goals, expected of 10.17 goals for the season. Right? He had 80 shots, 26 on target, 26 off target, 28 blocked, once offside, fouled 27 times.
Mm-hmm.
12 assists. He had an assist. He went over his assist, expected assists of 9.95.
Insult.
Now, this is where it really matters. He had 1,290 passes. 1,058 of it was on target, having an 82%. Now, this is why crazy. Now, this is why Angola was better last season.
Yeah.
He had more passes and a higher percentage.
But we know that Brennan tries crazy passes. So we understand.
There's no.
We understand.
Stopping bias.
We understand.
He had 69 attempts, tackle attempts, and only 34 were successful, giving him a success of 49%.
Mm.
Bruno Fernandes.
All right.
Bruno Fernandes in the Premier League.
Why are you looking at Bruno Fernandes?
Bruno Fernandes in the Premier League had 3,241 minutes.
Okay.
He came out with a 7.8 average.
Okay.
18 goals. 17, and this was one over his expected of 17.06. 120.
Expected 17 goals.
He's a midfielder, by the way. 121 shots. 50 right. on target, 33 off target, 38 blocked, offside 3 times. He made a total of 12 assists, which was one above his expected of 11.26.
Mm.
He had 2,150 goals. I mean, one to imagine 2,150 passes with 1,692 complete, giving him an average of 79% accuracy. Even though he was inaccurate, his passes were still more.
He tries crazy passes also.
His passes were more than De Bruyne's. Wait, his complete passes were more than De Bruyne's total passes.
But he failed in delivering them.
And contest total passes.
Whoa.
This is his total passes. I'm not even looking at his completed passes.
I don't know why we
I'm being biased. He had 131 tackles. 57 was successful, giving him an average of 44. Now, looking at the two honorable mentions as we end up, because now we have to see which ones are the ones that would keep in our thing, in our third place, right? Lionel Messi played 3,000.
No. I'll do that. I'll do Messi. You get Haaland's one. So Lionel Messi, right, played 33 matches, of which two of them, he was substituted. Only two, right? Total minutes, 3,206. Right. Minutes per match, 92 minutes per match. Average info goal rating, 9.05. That is Messi, so we expect that. Goals for the season. 30 goals. 3-0. 30. 30. That's De Bruyne and Bruno combined, right? Expected goals, 25.65.
So you had 30 goals.
Yeah, so you had 30 goals. Expected was 25. Shots, 196. On target, 90. Off target, 50. Blocked shots, 56. Was only offside 8 times. Was only fouled 22 times. I'm saying only because it's Messi. Assists, 9 assists, which is 2 below his expected, which is 11.81. Passes, a total of 2,260. Completed, 1,926, which is an 85% complete rate. But we expect it because Barca plays around him. And then tackles attempted, 29. Tackles successful, 18. 62% tackle rate. More than Kante. What? Fouls made was 22. And yellow cards was 4. I rest my case.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
That's La Liga. Ah, come on.
I'm joking. Erling Haaland had 27 games played. One substitute. A total of 2,518 minutes, played 90 minutes per match.
Oof.
Right? Oof. Bear in mind, we're comparing a 20-year-old to a 30-something-year-old. 34-year-old. Goals was 27. Expected goals was 21.73. Mm. They had 93 shots, which 50 of that was on target, meaning he had over 50%. I'm doing the calculations in my head. Off target was 31, blocked 12. He was offside 18 times, fouled 21 times. Reason why, there was this funny footage as which shows Mbappe getting tackled and he falls. He shows...
Haaland is 21 years old, not 19.
Yeah, 21. He has 21 years old. It shows Greenwood getting tackled, he falls. It shows when Kimmich tries to tackle Haaland while Haaland is running. Then Kimmich was the one who got hurt. That's why they can only tackle him 21 times. 6 assists. Now, he's a poacher, right?
Yeah.
His position is a poacher and a thingy and a center striker.
Doesn't
right?
have to assist.
He has 6 assists.
Doesn't have to. But he's
and he went 3 over his expected 3.18 expected assists.
That's 50% over.
Yes.
Wow.
He has 470 passes with a complete of 346, making it a 74% as a striker, as a freaking poacher. Right? His defense, 10 times, he made 10 tackles, 7 were successful, which gave him a success rate of 70. So my number 3 will still stay as Erling Haaland. We want to hear from you guys. So, you know, let us know on our social media platforms. Tell us. But from me, DJ Stones.
Or prefer the truth, DJ Sticks. I think Haaland would make a fantastic number 4.
Like, we never even looked at Mbappe.
One. Fantastic one. No, Mbappe, no. I don't even think Mbappe will beat that.
I'm telling you, we never even looked at
Mbappe.
Okay,
let's look at Mbappe. To be fair, let's look at Kylian Mbappe.
To be fair, he played 27 games, a total of 2,483 minutes, 80 matches per game. He had 27 goals, which was above his expected 19.0, 104 shots, right, which had 53 on target, which is over 50%. And 35 off target, 16 blocked, 18 offside. So he was offside 18 times. He was fouled 23.
Okay.
He was assist. He has 7 assists, which was above his expected 4.70. 958 passes. 774 of them were accurate, which gave him an accuracy of 81%. 11 tackle attempts, only 4. Was successful, giving him a success rate of 36.
36. That's expected, though.
That's expected.
Yeah. All right.
But how can we talk about Mbappe without talking about Ney? I'm joking.
We'll never finish.
But we want to hear who you guys think it will be.
Uh-huh.
Let us know on all our social media platforms. But from me, the truth teller. The here we go of the truth.
Oh,
once I say the truth, you know it's happening.
All right.
The one, the only, DJ Stones.
And me, the young player of the season.
The one who doesn't tell the full truth.
The truth himself. The truth sticks.
And you know DJ what they sticks. Say? The truth will set you free. Signing out. Peace.
Goodbye.
Enjoying the Active FM shows? Well then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
Baba, 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 Ba Ebami rababa, Ebami rababa, Ebami rababa, Ebami rababa.
Are you bad for me? I cannot tell it all. Your mercies and your grace favor everywhere I go. Before I call on you, you are there to answer me. Your love for me is real. You've done what no one else can do. Yeah.
Abagini mere mama, abagini buli melu. Makadisha love na baka misi daddy oh. Abagini mere mama, abagini buli melu. Makadisha love na baka misi daddy oh.
Shane, are you way to give me good loving? Every morning, your message is pouring. I done searched around the whole world, there's no one else like you, like you. Only you.
Akwagine buli melu, makatisha love na baka misi daddy oh. Akwagine mere mama, akwagine buli melu, makatisha love na baka misi daddy oh.
I'm grateful, daddy I'm grateful, daddy I'm grateful, wale chowe saluto. I'm grateful, daddy I'm grateful, daddy I'm grateful, wale chowe saluto. Eba mi rababa.
I'm grateful, so grateful.